Good morning, Breakfast with Friends. This is JC English bringing you some gardening tips. Today I'm going to talk about a very popular garden herb called sage. Sage is known as a medicinal as well as a culinary herb. Salvia, the Latin name for it, comes from the root word salvere, which means to cure, to save, and to enjoy good health. Sage is a low-growing perennial with grayish-green leaves and spikes of blue flowers. What's interesting about this aromatic herb is that the flavor actually intensifies as the leaves grow. They can grow up to around 40 centimeters tall and do best in a direct sun position in well-draining soil. They cope really well with poor soil, but more important to note is that they don't like wet feet, so don't plant them in soil that gets waterlogged. Also, don't over-fertilize sage plants, as this can actually reduce the flavor of the leaves. Not only are sage plants suitable to grow in a sunny position in the garden, but they are also suitable for pots on a patio. They do need to be sheltered from strong wind. Sage can be propagated by cuttings anytime from spring to autumn. Because of its insect-repelling properties, sage also makes a good companion plant for carrots, strawberries, tomatoes, and cabbage. The best time to harvest sage is just before the flowers begin to form. You can, however, harvest later and use both the leaves as well as the flowers. In the home, sage can be added to insect-repelling sprays, and dried sage can also be placed between linen for the same purpose. The leaves and flowers can also be used in flower arranging. Medicinally, sage has antiseptic and antifungal properties. It aids digestion by breaking down the fattiness of the food. It also contains antioxidants, and sage tea is said to improve mental capacity and help with memory retention. To make a cup of sage tea, pour boiling water over a quarter cup of fresh leaves and allow to infuse for a few minutes before drinking. Sage is also an amazing herb for cooking. It is probably best known as a delicious stuffing for poultry and other meats. Traditionally, sage and onion stuffing is a favorite for roast chicken. In addition, sage can be added to pastas and soups, and you can also make a sage and applesauce or make your own sage butter. Sage flowers can also be used to brighten up a salad. So do consider growing this low-maintenance and very flavorful herb. So that's all from me for today. For comments or questions, go to my Facebook page called Garden with Tracy. Have a wonderful weekend.
Breakfast with Friends, exclusive to CCFM 107.5.